Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. It's the weekend. It's Mother's Day weekend, so happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. We've got a great show to get the weekend started right now. It's kind of a two-parter. Ricky joins me today, and I ask her some questions about what she does over at the mouseforless.com, because she does take care of that website. How does she research her news? How does she get the articles out there? How does, you know, what's the nuts and the bolts behind running a website like the mouseforless.com? How does she get the content out there? Videos, blog posts, Instagram, all kinds of stuff. So we talk about that for a few minutes. And then we jump into the main topic, which is backdrops for possible senior pictures at Walt Disney World, especially natural backdrops like places at Old Key West or Coronado Springs or Canada in Epcot. The Riviera is very picturesque, so we have a lot of suggestions for that. We talk about photography at Walt Disney World. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the magicforless.com. Check them out and let them book your next trip. That's the best way to support the Be Our Guest podcast. Check out all the free services they offer today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link. It's a free way to support the show. It's just one extra click. So bookmark it and use it when you shop on Amazon. It really does help us out. It's beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And again, a huge thank you to our patrons. You're allowing us to put out four shows a week here on the feed. Plus, you get the fifth show on Thursdays, Mike in the Midwest. I appreciate each and every one of you so very much. If you'd like some information on our Patreon, just visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1896 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. So glad to have you back here for some fun. And today, practical Disney talk. At least we're going to try. We are in the season of graduations, and we're going to give you some tips that you, if you have a graduate among you, and I do actually, tomorrow, as this show airs, tomorrow heading out to Mizzou for our second Mizzou graduation. That's right. They let Paige graduate again with her master's degree.
What?
In basketballology.
That's
no,
awesome.
It's actually, no. I don't know what it's in, but it's in something. Her first degree was in biochemistry, so I don't even know. She was a grad assistant with Mizzou women's basketball, and all of a sudden she's got a master's degree. So
who knew?
I'll find out tomorrow when we sit in the crowd and like the hand or something. Whenever she stands up with that school, whatever. I'm glad you got a master's degree. So, it is the graduation season. We're heading out to Columbia tomorrow. So very excited for that, man. It's been a busy time. And speaking of busy times, we're all kind of in and out of Central Florida. So joining me today, we have Ricky from the mouseforless.com. What's up, Ricky?
Well, I hope you all enjoyed my surprise trip to Universal this week. I got invited to the media preview for the Velocicoaster. So I obviously, as of this recording, I haven't ridden it yet, but I am super excited to get the opportunity to ride the Velocicoaster. And yes, I am aware that it has dinosaurs. I am only mildly afraid of the fact that it has dinosaurs. But, you know, it's a coaster, so the dinosaurs aren't going to be, like, in my face all the time, so we should be all right. So, yeah.
See, that's where we differ. Like, the dinosaurs wouldn't bother me on this roller coaster. It's the actual coaster. Like, Pam and I had this discussion before we recorded the show on Wednesday, and we kind of both agreed that, yeah, it looks really, really cool, but, yeah, I may be past my time to get on something that shakes me up that much at this point.
Well, we shall see how much it shakes me up, but it looks amazing, and I can't wait to actually get on it. So if you missed all the fun, you can find it on the Mouse for Less's social, because I will have lots of content, probably, I'm assuming, by this time. It will already be posted, so hopefully plus, there's lots of good content.
And we'll get you on a future episode here soon. We'll get your thoughts on the podcast to get it out there and see what you think.
Yeah, exactly. So more to come on the Velocicoaster.
All right, so kind of a two-part show today. The main part of this show is that we're going to talk about, now stay with me here for like 30 seconds as to how we got here, okay? So this is a show with, Pam's not here, so it's just Ricky and Mike. Ricky and Mike are both from a town north of, a little suburb north of St. Louis called Florissant. Mm-hmm. Little history lesson, everybody strap in, remember he used to be a teacher. Florissant in French means the Valley of the Flower. No, it actually just means Valley of Flowers. Okay, because I'm a terrible accent. But that's actually what florissant means, if you look it up. Yes. At least that's what they always told us in school. I never really verified it, but I mean, everybody in Florissant believes it, so I guess it is true. Anyway, the first full weekend of May, now you got it, if you lived in Florissant, this was important. If like the first, say Saturday was the first, that was not Valley of Flowers weekend. It had to be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, full weekend.
Yes.
That meant it was Valley of Flowers weekend. And this was a big deal where we grew up. I mean, this was our little town's festival. We had our big town's parade. Everybody was in it. The ball teams, the dance studios, the Catholic churches, all the churches, the bands. You know, we had the big Schnook shopping cart. It was huge. It was awesome. Then you had your fair. You had your rides.
Yes.
Then you had your queen coronation at the end of the whole deal, like on Sunday at around 3. You know, all the businesses, Ricky's parents had a photography studio. They always sponsored a queen candidate. I mean, you look forward to this thing for the whole year. Oh, no kidding.
Absolutely.
Like, it was all you did. So anyway, this weekend would have been, thanks COVID, would have been the Valley of Flowers weekend in Florissant for 2021. Not happening. Yes. Hopefully it'll come back next year. So real quick, Ricky, I mean, am I overselling the Valley of Flowers to somebody that's from Florissant?
No, absolutely not. Like, the Valley of Flowers was the thing you look forward to. I mean, at the end of the year, like the school year, like that was what you look forward to. You get to go hang out with your friends at the fairgrounds. You know, you get to go to the craft fair. You got like, I mean,
wait, what? There was a craft fair? I never went to the craft
fair. I know. That's where I got the baklava that we talked about earlier that I love so very much. I need to get some more baklava in my life because I haven't had it in so long. And there was, I mean, the parade was such a huge part.
Oh, man, it was over an hour long. It was a long parade. It was super long.
I mean, yeah, this was not a short little parade.
No.
This was a very, very long parade, like over 100 units in this parade. And it took over the entire town.
Right.
And I'm not joking. Like, it went from one end of the town to the other, pretty much the whole thing. So, like, this was a huge deal. Huge deal for our city.
I just thought of something. I was in the parade a second time. We talked about this in the pre-show. This one I forgot. We had a mascot at the skating rink. It was a big, like, polar bear.
Oh, no.
I put on a hockey jersey with a hockey stick and skated that entire route, and it was hot that year in a polar bear costume.
That is fantastic.
Dude, it was,
I wish
I had pictures of that. Oh, man. Spinning wheels polar bear. Yes.
Oh, yes. That's amazing.
It was awesome, though. The whole thing. Florissant, you can look it up. Just Florissant Valley of Flowers, and there's all kinds of stuff online about it. But anyway, and every town's got that, right? I think everybody grows up somewhere. You get excited for your, you know, just a lot of people do it. A lot of towns do it, like, in the fall, like a fall festival. Ours was in the spring because we're the Valley of Flowers. Why does that? Who cares, right? It's a Disney podcast. Like, what? Have you lost your stuff? Is this Mike in the Midwest? Is this a Patreon thing? No, this is what we do. Anyway, here's the connection. So right now it's early to mid May. It's graduation season. You know, it's kind of late prom season for most people that are having proms, and it's graduation season. And some people are walking this year, which is awesome. Some people still aren't having the ability to walk in their ceremony. However, you know, the one thing everybody I think still wants to do is like graduation pictures. You know, you just want to have that memento of, you know, I've got pictures from my senior year, what have you. Now, if you're heading to Walt Disney World, you could take some great pictures there. I know your mom's probably in the chat saying, and back in the day, like, this would have killed her, because professional photographers, yes, they do a better job, but cameras are pretty good nowadays and times are what they are. So if you're going down to Walt Disney World, in a second, we're going to talk about places that have kind of year-round flowers or backdrops besides like the purple wall. I mean, that's
exactly,
that's a given. We're going to talk about some unique spots where you may take like a senior picture spread.
I mean,
and you're good at it because you do it all the time. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I haven't done it lately because, you know, I mean, COVID has me more in the house than not. But that's kind of one of the joking things that I got started on Instagram was I would go out and find like these random places, whether that be in Walt Disney World or around here in Atlanta or, you know, wherever. And I'd be like, these look like senior pictures. So I would go and I'd sit wherever and I'd pose and I'd take senior pictures. So that's how like the whole thing, the joke started on my Instagram was I'd go and take senior pictures
every
and I
weekend.
Still do it.
Yeah, every weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
Find those things, take senior picture. Anyway, so if you're watching us live on Facebook or YouTube and you have a suggestion, just drop it in the chat. We'll add it here in the show. We're just looking for great backdrops, especially floral, like places where you can find a floral bed that would work for a backdrop. But before we get into that, I thought this would be kind of interesting for about 10 minutes. So you went down to do the Velocicoaster preview and see all that stuff because you're associated with the Mouse for Less and, of course, the podcast and all this stuff. People ask me all the time, like, what's it like to be a travel agent? Like, what does your day look like? Because it is, in really, my days, some days are pretty predictable. Some days aren't, depending on discounts and so forth. You put all this content over on the Mouse for Less, but you also have people that write for you. So just 10 minutes or less, like, what is it like trying to keep all this news and all these, you know, menus updated, all the information valid? Like, what do you do with the Mouse for Less? What tell
it
people.
Is utter chaos. My brain is like, woo. Yeah, it's a good thing I can multitask. Let's just put it that way. So a lot of what I do is, of course, news related. So the first thing that I do is I stay on top of the news, mostly through Twitter. Obviously, that's kind of where news comes in a lot, but I follow it everywhere. And as soon as a news story breaks, I'm sitting there ready to go. Like, I am ready to write an article just about. So that way that we can share these articles with everybody else. So that way they can get up to date as well with, you know, the latest and greatest and not just Walt Disney World, but Disneyland, Universal, and of course, Disney Cruise Line. So, you know, I get the content out there. That way I'm writing articles. And the good thing is I've been doing this long enough that I'm pretty quick at writing them. So for me, it doesn't take long to sit down and bust out an article or two or five, depending on what day it is. Yep. Because if you know anything about Disney, they don't just release like one news story a day. Like it's never a time where I just have like one news story. It's always like none or everything in the kitchen sink is dropped.
Yeah. For example, I mean, as travel agents, we're on this and you're on the same list where, you know, they want to get their message out for certain things. So like tonight, right before we start recording, I get this email,
yes,
you know, updates on the Disney destinations. I mean, it tells me about, oh, a new prefix menu at Palo and Remy. But I mean, there's also like 17 other stories that are not related to cruise line, Disneyland, you know, Walt Disney World. This was, you're right. I mean, it's a dump. So it is. So do you have to kind of cipher through and say, you know, these are going to be my top five things to talk about now, and then maybe we'll get to these other things if we need to, or how's that work?
Absolutely, 100%. So I take the big stories, the ones that are like the pressing stories, and I, you know, I actually do write my articles from scratch. So like I take the articles and I rework, you know, I read them and I get all the information that's important out of the article and then I rewrite it. So, you know, I completely write my articles from scratch. And then from there, so like I said, I start with the big stories and then I work my way through some of the smaller stories. So if smaller things get released, then I will, pepper those in, you know, as I have time to do. But the big stories are the ones that I start with to make sure that, like, obviously the things that people are going to talk about the most are the things that get, you know, get written first. So that's kind of where I start. And then, of course, you know, a big part of my job with the Mouse for Less too is getting the social media out there as well. So, of course, I have to share those stories as well. So I share them on all of our social media channels. But then another big part of my job is to actually, we've started doing videos of the news stories as well, because, you know, everybody gets their content in different ways. Some people like to read the content. Some people would rather watch the content, you know, and hear it this way. I mean, you know, obviously podcasts, people like to listen to the content, or if you watch, you know, our YouTube channel or Facebook Live, you know, a lot of people like to watch the show this way too. So I've started doing the news articles that way as well. So that way people have a choice of how they get their news. So I will film a brief little, you know, news segment. And then I will put that out. I will edit it together. And then I will put that out on our YouTube channel. And if you're not subscribed to the Mouse for Less YouTube channel, you absolutely should be. So head on over there now and go subscribe. Because not only do I put out the news stories, but I also put out, you know, lots of fun Disney content and stuff like that. I'm sure you'll see videos of the Velocicoaster coming up here soon if I don't already have them up. So, you know, that kind of stuff. And then I also get the articles on Facebook. So the videos go out on Facebook, and then I also put them out on Instagram as well. Just because, you know, everybody has a different medium that they are, you know, go to for, you know, their social. So, I kind of get it out there in all those different ways. So yeah, that's kind of what I do as far as the news. The news is really the big part of what I do. I mean, obviously I do other things as well for the Mouse for Less, but the news section of it is really the big chunk of what I do in a day. So
a couple questions, then we'll get on to the topic of the day. But I'm curious about this. Okay, so when you run the, because people might not know, but the Mouse for Less is a, it gets a lot of traffic for Disney sites. I mean, it is one of the bigger ones. So mechanically, as far as getting the content up there, is it something like a WordPress where you go in and you build stuff like that and just, you know, and you have some stuff scheduled to come out at certain times or what? Because, I mean, that's kind of the geek in me. Like, how does that stuff get out? I like that stuff.
Absolutely. So, yeah. So I build it all through WordPress. So all my articles are written through WordPress. WordPress is kind of like, for those who've never used it, it's basically like, you know, Microsoft Word. It's just online. So I build the articles. I work on SEO content. Being the nerd that I am, and in my real life, I do obviously social media for a living as well. And so I know a lot about SEO content and things like that, which is how, that's essentially how Google finds you. So you have to, because, you know, there's a lot of articles out there and you want to be on page one of Google, right? So you put in little nuggets of content on your web page to kind of let people know, hey, this is what this article is about. So that way, if somebody searches this, your article will hopefully come up, you know. So it's kind of a science to try to get everything all done. I'm obviously speaking in very easy terms with SEO. Right. I know there's a lot of actual science behind it, but just for those who have never utilized, you know, SEO and don't know what it is, you know, that's kind of,
and SEO, just for those, it's search engine optimization. So it's basically it's looking at what Google looks for to determine the top links to
search,
put on page one.
The top search, yes exactly.
Search results. Yes.
Search results. Yeah. So I do that, and then we also have the blog too, which I'm also the admin for the blog. We have fantastic bloggers who write amazing articles every single day. We have a different article out. If you ever want to be a blogger for the Mouse for Less, I am always in need of bloggers. So you can always email me at, I guess the best way is Ricky@magically-speaking.com. That's my Mouse for Less email. And that way, you know, I'm always looking for people to write articles. So, if you're ever interested, please let me know. And I would be happy to, you know, have you send me a sample and, we can get you, you know, started blogging for us as well. The blogs are also another huge part of what I do, the Mouse for Less too. Blog site.
It is super interesting though, because, you know, it all started with basically, you know, you'd have a blog and that was it. That was your one way to communicate with your audience. And then, you know, the video was added, then podcasts came around, and now you have, you know, a lot of folks that are live all the time from the destinations if they're local. And it's just,
absolutely,
you know, now you can make TikTok videos. A lot of, I mean, Disney Parks blog has a TikTok. I mean,
absolutely.
So many ways.
It's crazy to see how everything has evolved, and, you know, we've tried to evolve as well as, you know, we move forward with, you know, things. You know, we're a very small crew, I will admit. So, you know, that part's a little challenging sometimes, but it's still a lot of fun. You know, we have a great crew that works on the Mouse for Less. It's not just me. I know that I'm like the main face of it, but we have a crew that actually does, you know, everything. They work on the menus. So we try to keep the menus for Disney as up to date as possible. You know, work on we have just a plethora of information about room rates and stuff like that. Like, that's a huge thing when all the room rates come out. We have all that up on the site. We have all the information about, you know, what guests can experience when they stay in the rooms. We have photos. You know, we have just, I mean, all kinds of information about everything, you know, Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, Universal, and also Adventures by Disney too. So that's a big part of it.
And also, let me just throw in the last thing, then we're getting to the backdrop. So, ready to get your mind blown? Because I didn't know this at the very first, when we first started doing this podcast. The Mouse for Less is the fan site for the Magic for Less travel. So, because I always get, you know, people that get the names confused, and I did the exact same thing until I started to figure it out. So, as a travel agent with the Magic for Less, when I'm on vacation, and we all do this, all the agents, You will see us taking pictures of menus, taking pictures of rooms before we set our stuff down, videotaping. If you ever watch us eat a meal,
yes,
like if you see any of us, like the podcast crew, like Pam or Ricky and our significant others, we all know the camera eats first.
Absolutely.
Because you got to get pictures to give to Ricky to put on the website. So I'm just saying, that's how it is.
Exactly. Yeah. No, if I don't have a picture of the food, I mean, again, that's a huge thing that we do. We have to take pictures of the food so that way people can see what it looks like. Because, you know, a picture says 1,000 words. So if somebody's browsing the menus, they want to, you know, they want to see what the, you know, prime rib looks like at Olivia's, you know,
but especially at festivals. Cause you know, that's kind of like, it's all the presentation and stuff like that too.
100%. And the festival, that's kind of the hard part too, is the festival food changes every single year. So like you have to get new photos of the food every single year because like they presentation, you may have already had that dish one time, but the presentation of the dish changes for the festival the next year. So you've got to get a new photo of it too. So, yeah, that's kind of the fun thing. Now I'm seeing some comments. Lisa has asked, it's a dream job. You would have to live in Orlando though, right? Well, clearly I don't live in Orlando. I live in Atlanta. So the good news is like I get down there a lot, partially because my family lives down there now. So it's a lot easier for me to have a place to stay. But you know, if I didn't have a place to stay easily, I'm sure I would be down there just as much. So that helps out. And if you ever want to be a blogger as well, like I have bloggers from all over. So again, you don't have to live in Orlando to be a blogger either. You know, bloggers come from everywhere. So, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, we take bloggers from everywhere. So come blog for me, come hang out at the Mouse for Less and we're all good. So
that's super interesting because I know that as a, you know, I'm a nerd, so I like to know how things happen because I like to consume all this content. And by consuming all this content, I always wonder like, yeah, you know, how do you put all this together? You know, how do you decide what goes where and how it gets out? And all? So that's pretty cool. So I hope everybody enjoyed that. It's thought it'd be kind of fun to put out there here on a Friday. Now, let's get practical.
Let's get to the topic. Yes.
And let's get on topic, which is very hard for us sometimes, especially today as we're recording. So backdrops for senior pictures or for any kind of an occasion, right? I mean, but Walt Disney World, everywhere you look, there's great places to take pictures.
Yes.
That's why Walt Disney World's a great location for weddings, right? I mean, we've both been in a wedding of our listeners, Jay and Melissa years ago, married on the boardwalk. Yeah. And I mean, there were so many great pictures. I mean, just at the boardwalk in itself, out on the boardwalk, what was it? Seabreeze Point is where they got married.
That's where they got married.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was amazing. Having a tux on in July, interesting. But it was a good experience other than we almost all died of the heat.
I mean, 100%.
It was super hot, but it was awesome. And I still am so thankful that they let us be a part of their wedding. It was great. Okay, so I was thinking about this. You got a senior, because I mean, I have a, you know, Mallory is 13. She's not a senior, obviously. She's in middle school, but she thinks she's a senior because now she has Instagram because she turned 13. You know how it is nowadays. I didn't want to have Instagram. She wore us out. She's got Instagram. So of course, and she's a cheerleader. And so, you know, they all want to get their pictures, you know, and all that stuff. So she thinks about these things. So now by proxy, I think of these things because I'm surrounded by it. So I was thinking about the best places to take pictures. And one of the places I came up with, we'll kind of go back and forth a couple places that are permanent, not just like festivals and stuff. But one of my favorite places for a backdrop to take a picture. Now, you may get there, you may not on your next trip. It's over at Old Key West. And at Old Key West, as you walk into the resort, you kind of pass Olivia's to your left. And on your right is the check-in area. But then you go back towards the water. And right as you kind of come to the T by the end of Olivia's, where you can go left over to the community center or the community room, whatever it's called for DVC, there's always these big planters with these beautifully colorful flowers. And then there's flags behind them, like nautical flags, the water's behind it. And that iconic lighthouse for Old Key West by the pool is there. And there's a row of palm trees. It's really got kind of a little of everything. It's got, it's got a lighthouse, it's got palm trees, it's got water, it's got beautiful flowers, flags. That would be an awesome backdrop for somebody to do like a little photo shoot. Now, of course, you may not be staying there, but I'm telling you that I'm not a photographer, but I would think that would almost be worth the trip for that spot right there to get some pictures done for like a senior picture.
Absolutely.
So I'm going with that one. So what do you got? Yeah. Let's go back and forth. What do you got?
You know, oddly enough, a lot of places at Disney's Animal Kingdom are very picturesque and perfect for these kind of photos. one of them is actually a place that I found completely by accident. And it's right after you get off of Kilimanjaro Safaris. There's like this, it looks like a shack that they have built. And it's a great place to go and take, you know, these senior pictures, because it's not something that, you know, it's something that people walk by all the time. You know, they're not paying any attention to, but it's this unique like building that looks like a place, I think a place that the warden would go or something like that.
Wait, where's this? What section of the park?
It's right at the exit of Kilimanjaro Safaris. Like you get off, it's this green, it's a green like house looking thing. And it's a great place to go. I've actually done it before. I stopped and was like, this is a perfect spot for senior pictures. So I stopped and got pictures because it's got like windows and places that you could like beams and stuff like that. So you can kind of lean against. It was the perfect place to go and take senior pictures. I don't know what it was about it, but it was just absolutely perfect. So that's totally where one of the places I've 100% gotten my senior pictures done.
You know this better than me, but this is for the video. I'm telling you, you want to go check out this video because it's on the Facebook page and it's in about three sections at this point. But
yes,
fun conversations all around. But you just did the cross the arms senior picture pose. Like, is that required? I mean, because like you got to cross the arms and get an attitude for a senior picture.
You gotta put your hands on your hips, sure. Or yeah, cross the arms. Or I mean, you got to pose with it. You got to make yourself look cute. I'm just saying. So. 100%. Okay. You gotta do that.
Here's another obscure one. Again, at a resort, there's a spot that I've always thought would be a great spot to take pictures. Now, this is a very specific and not a very large place, but it's beautiful. When you're at Coronado Springs, okay, so if you're walking away from the tower across that bridge that takes you back to the dig site pool, but it's, I think there might be two bridges. Actually, it's a three bridges restaurant, right?
Yeah, right there, yeah.
But I'm talking about the bridge. It's closest to the tower. It's more over towards the cabanas, opposite the casitas. If you catch my drift, if you know Coronado. When you walk at the end of that bridge, back by the dig site pool, there are some really unique flowers. They're tall. There's a lot of like greenery, like kind of like big, they're not ferns, but like big green plants that don't have flowers. But interspersed in those are the most beautiful, like orange, kind of yellowy brown, beautiful flowers. They're unique colors. They're not like reds and purples. They're more like reds and oranges, and they are gorgeous. And there's a little spot there. There's a few rocks that kind of in the landscaping, but I thought if you're at Coronado, take that bridge back towards the dig site. You'll see it. And that's a great spot to post some pictures. It's because it's, you know, you don't see a lot of orangey, kind of brown, yellowish kind of combinations of flowers. It's more usually brighter colors. But yeah, it's beautiful. It I love it there. Yes, yeah, so that's another one.
All right. So going on to Epcot, there is a great spot actually in the Mexico Pavilion. Now, it gets a little more beautiful with the Flower and Garden Festival because they kind of put up some more plants in this area, but it's this little like alcove, and I think it's actually a pathway for wheelchair entrance. I'm not entirely sure, but they have these gorgeous plants that they have right there, and again they usually do more around this time of year with the Flower and Garden Festival. But it's totally secluded in the sense of like not a lot of people go up this pathway, and it's some of the most gorgeous plants. It definitely feels like kind of rainforesty, so you feel like you're enclosed and stuff like that. And it's just, again, if you want some really pretty greenery as well mixed in with some like pretty pops of color with plants, this is the place to go. It's so simply stunning. And again, it's a lot of these places are places that I found just by meandering and going through and really exploring the park and stuff like that. So that's kind of the best suggestion I have if you're looking for these senior photo areas. Like, there are always areas that don't get a lot of traffic, and they're just simply stunning because, you know, they've built it up in this way. So, yeah, that's kind of what I found.
And I think we're going with kind of more like natural backgrounds too, instead Absolutely. Of, you know, I mean, of course,
oh,
like,
I'm getting to one that's not so natural.
Okay.
So.
I mean, and there's something to be said for that because, I mean, say you're somebody who's going off to film school, right? That's like your whole, you know, like graduated high school and you want to go on and become, you know, a producer Absolutely. Or something. I mean, obviously, you know, Hollywood Studios has lots of props that you could use as backdrops, right, for that, which would be a very interesting. I think that's a great idea in itself. Like, You know, if you say you got a baseball scholarship, you know, do some shots in front of Casey's. I mean, because that's baseball-related. You know, some tangentially, I think that'd be kind of cool. Another one, I think this one pops into everybody's head. If you really want to get some pictures over in Canada at Epcot, the Victoria Gardens, I mean, it's there year-round. But it is it's probably one of the most beautiful spots. And here's the thing about that one. You could really take your time back there because as large as that area is and as beautiful as it is, there's not a lot of people back there. And also I don't know how many people ever go up on the backside of the Canada Pavilion. There's some beauty up there too. Those
waterfalls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh. The photos that you can get with those waterfalls those have to be simply stunning pictures that you can get. You know, turn on your portrait mode on your iPhone and I'm telling you, those would be some amazing, amazing pictures.
That's a good tip. I didn't think about portrait mode because, it takes those colors and kind of just like blends them, kind of mashes them together. But the person in front's in focus.
Absolutely. If you're not using portrait mode, you should on these like senior pictures because it's perfect. So,
your mom, who's a former professional photographer in the chat, says that hands are never on the same level.
Yes, that's true.
Like you're going to take a hand off, like you're running back.
Like a football.
I don't know how that works. Okay, what else we got? Where else are we going?
All right, so this is a brand new area, actually. Not a lot of people have seen this yet. And this is over in the France Pavilion. So on the backside, as you're walking to Remy's Ratatouille Adventure, which again, like I said, not a lot of people have seen this yet. They have built these this wall, and it's again a building. I really like buildings for some reason. I think they add a lot of visual texture to photos in this regard. But they made it look like this old French building, and there are some gorgeous spots that you can stand. They have some flowers and stuff like that around too. But there are some gorgeous spots that you can go to right here that are along this building wall that you can take some really great photos with as well. So that's gonna, now again, this area is gonna start to become more and more busy Remy's Ratatouille when it actually opens, but for now it's a great area because not a lot of people are going back there.
And speaking of buildings in the background, here's where my next one is. I kind of have two, because one's with it in the background, one's from that perspective. One is to take the Skyliner over to Caribbean Beach, or if you're staying there, that's where you are. And there's a spot where you can stand. It's kind of right outside where the quick service little food court is. You walk out, there's some outdoor seating, and then there's a pathway. And if you stand in the right spot, because I had breakfast right near here this past December, there's a spot where, again, there's a lighthouse. Because there's like a couple of boat slips there. There's water and there's a couple of boats like tied up. There's a lighthouse. But in the background of all that is the Riviera now, which looks really grand in the background. So you got a lighthouse. You got this beautifully, French-ish looking building. Mm-hmm. You might catch a Skyliner. So you get those different kind of Skittle, like different colors in the air. You have water. I think water really makes a background cool. It gives it like texture, it gives it some vitality. And you could stand right there and it's almost like a beach is, because you're not getting dirty, you're not getting sandy or anything, but you got a beach behind you, a lighthouse, a beautiful French Riviera resort, sky buckets, some water. Mm. I think that's one of the best spots. And also another thing you could do, this one's a given. I think everybody knows this one, but over at the Riviera, there are those mosaics if you walk from the Riviera to the Riviera Skyliner station. So you have Peter Pan, you have Tangled.
Yes.
I'm trying to think what else you might have, but
that's it.
Two? Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking there might be one on each side, like four. But
yeah, one is
they
Peter
go all
Pan
the way across.
Yeah,
they go all the way across.
Yeah,
so, But those are beautiful. And I mean, you will see people constantly taking their pictures, especially I think it is illegal for a 13-year-old girl to walk past without taking a selfie.
100%. 100%. You want to talk about places where you have to take a selfie and, totally Instagram walls. And I know Disney built these as Instagram walls, but I'm going to throw them in because they're ones that are not as talked about. I mean, we all know the bubblegum wall at Epcot and we all know the purple wall at in Tomorrowland. But in Toy Story Land, there are two walls that they have built, and these are absolutely perfect for your photos. And they are the popsicle wall and the Checkers Bowl. Now, these you have to, the best way to find them is after getting off of Toy Story Mania. But of course, you know, you can walk the pathway towards the exit of Toy Story Mania if you, you know, don't want to ride the attraction and just take photos. But these are two really fun, unique locations where you can get some really awesome photos. Another really fantastic one at Hollywood Studios too, and this is, again, another wall that I don't see mentioned a lot, but I could be missing it on social. It is actually by Lightning McQueen's race. Oh my gosh, what's the name of that actual attraction? Lightning McQueen.
The show back by the
Tower. Yeah, the show back. Yeah, I'm blanking on the name of the attraction. But back there, there is a wall and it's red, yellow, and green, I think are the colors, and they're striped, right? I have taken photos there because it's so like Instagram worthy back there. And again, not a lot of people are going back there because not a lot of people think are seeing Lightning McQueen's show, which if you haven't seen it, it's actually really cute. But that, again, that's another really great like Instagram wall that you can get photos taken on. So
it's the Racing Academy.
Racing Academy. Yes, that's it. Lightning McQueen Racing Academy. I've only done it once. So, but I have done it. I have seen it. So.
Oh my gosh, I just lost mine. I had a good, no, wait, I had a good one. It was, oh no, I just lost it. Because I got to the Racing Academy, I was trying to think of what that was, and I'm totally blanking on my next one. It was with water, though.
Oh, well, I'm sure it was water.
Because I'm on this water kick. I think water, though, makes it better, right? I mean, I think that, oh, here it was. This is, I think this would be a great one, because I figured this one out when I was running, when I was down on the cheerleader trip. I always kind of sneak in the back way to Saratoga and I run when I'm staying at a Disney Springs hotel. And one of the paths you can run on at Saratoga is right along the Sasagula River where Disney Springs is right across the water. Now, what you might not know though, well, you probably do if you've ever taken a boat from Old Key West or from one of the Port Orleans resorts, when you come up the Sasagula and dock, especially over at the marketplace side of Disney Springs, there are some flower beds that are Mickey heads. They're in the shape of Mickey heads. So you could actually stand. I don't know if you'd pick this up or not, but there's a path where you could stand where, again, you would get the water in the background. And again, if you get it the right time, there's not going to be a lot of this. Again, I like places where there's not a lot of traffic, because if you're doing senior pictures, you don't want people walking by and like it's awkward, right? But if you're over at Saratoga and you're on this path, not many people are going this way. So you get that and you get that whole background with all those lights, those buildings. You got the balloon, which gives it kind of a different height, you know, a little, you know, it's round. It's a sphere up in the sky. You got some, you know, letters for the boathouse and you got water reflecting. You may have a boat, maybe an amphicars in the, you know, the water. You catch that behind you and you get a nice shot there. You know, and again, I think these shots would look, and I don't know, but I would like sunset. That'd be gorgeous.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah, Saratoga Springs looking out over Disney Springs, I think would be a great spot.
Absolutely. That's gorgeous. And yeah, you can't go wrong with that Disney Springs area as a background either. That's perfect. Speaking of water and out of the way places, again, going to Disney's Animal Kingdom, there is the pathway from Pandora to Africa, and that skirts along the water's edge right there. But there are some really great spots that you can stand as you're walking that pathway and get some really fantastic photos of, you know, whether it's the bridge in the background with the water as you're walking, or again at the end, I think it's actually a restroom. They have it's themed after a really cool shack again, and you can get photos taken there. I like this area because, like you said, it's the path less traveled. Not a lot of people go this way, and so you can get some really unique photos. This is actually right now where a lot of the water flotillas are taking place for the character cavalcades at Animal Kingdom. This is a really good spot to stand if you want to see the flotillas, because the characters, I mean, they're floating right past you, and they're, again, A, there aren't a lot of people on this pathway, and B, there's only one direction that the characters can look, so they're going to be looking at you and waving at you, so it's a perfect spot to stand if you want to see the flotillas, too.
You know, and we've given these suggestions, but obviously you can encounter 150 of these on your next trip, because that's the goal of Imagineers. That's the goal of Disney, is to give you interesting environments. And, you know, the thing is, try to make a connection, right? I was somebody who was a baseball player, so I could find some obscure baseball reference in a store or, you know, on this. For example, Animal Kingdom is full of this stuff. Like you just mentioned, that path. when you're going back towards Africa by like Festival of the Lion King, there's buildings that have like kind of like distressed looking signs. And I mean, maybe that there's a connection there to your town or to like a hobby that you have or something from like a relative, you know, like a company that looks like it went out of business about, you know, selling some kind of, you know, hardware. Well, maybe, you know, maybe your grandparents sold hardware and like, that's a good spot to use that as a backdrop. I mean, I think what's fun is to kind of find the connections, right? I mean, I do this with attractions. Like I'm from St. Louis. And so I get the biggest kick out of an attraction when I hear or see something referenced my town. For example, Carousel of Progress. The dad talks about how the kid's got the little stereoscope and he's like, ooh, she's doing the hoochie coochie like in the 1904 World's Fair in St. Louis.
In St. Louis.
And in the same ride, they talk about Pittsburgh, where Pam's from. So that's all three of us are covered in the Carousel of Progress. But I mean, you know, stuff like that. But I think, you know, making. Because obviously you're a Disney fan if you're down there, but trying to find that personal connection. These are just beautiful places, which everybody I think would enjoy.
Yes.
But I would seek out a place that has a connection. You know, try to find something that has some tie to your town or a hobby or something.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what's going to make the photo that much more important and, you know, have a story behind it. I think that's kind of the best part is, you know, try to take photos that have a story behind it that you can look back and go, okay, there's a reason that we took this. And that way you can kind of explain the story too, which is cool, you know? So,
all right. Yeah. So now here's the deal. Get out there and take pictures on that next trip and let us know, because obviously, you know, I might walk past some place. I'm like, oh, I didn't realize that is a great spot to take shots. So have fun with that camera. And here's we're living in the perfect time for photography. I mean, my iPhone will hold 50,000 pictures. I mean, at least. And who, you know, you can delete them. Like if you don't like them, delete them and go on or put them in the cloud. And you just, you know, it's in that I always say, you know, that's the best souvenir because you got the memory and it's free. You know, you don't, you got that point in time forever. So let us know the best spots to take pictures at Walt Disney World. Some natural backdrops. Hope you enjoyed today's show. A little kind of this and that, little background on how the content gets out there over the Mouse for Less and some tips for your next trip. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out today. Let them help you with your next Disney vacation, whether it's to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, even Universal. They do that as well. Mm-hmm. So check them out today over at the Mouse. The Magic for Less. Now I'm doing the Mouse for Less will point you to the Magic for Less. But just go
we're not the same, though.
No, we're not.
We are two separate entities.
Fansite Travel Agency. Go to the travel agency, themagicforless.com. That's where I am. That's where
I'll be waiting for you. Mouse for Less, which is the Fansite.
I'll be waiting for you at the Magic for Less. All right. Also, don't forget to use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you to our patrons. You guys are amazing. You're allowing us to put out all this stuff four times a week here on the feed. Plus, our patrons get 5 shows. They get Mike in the Midwest every Thursday. We have a good time with that. So if you'd like to become a patron, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Join us on Sunday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. You, me, and Scotty G for the BOGP Open Line, where we take your calls and turn the show over to you. And Instagram and Twitter at BRGuestMike, at Ricky Nibs, at BRGuestPod, all that good stuff. And Facebook and YouTube, subscribe so you know every time we go live. All right, time to get out of here. And we'll be back again on Monday. The fun never stops. So until then, for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great weekend. Whatever you do, stay safe, stay healthy, and happy Mother's Day, all you mothers, on Sunday.
Yes.
Have a
happy
good
Mother's Day, Mom. Love you.
Saved it there in the last minute. So
yes,
moms,
you did.
Happy Mother's Day, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.